Almost 6 in 10 Americans say they would not want to ride in a driverless vehicle or use a robot caregiver for themselves or a family member. 3/4 would not want to apply for a job that used a computer program to evaluate and select applicants. Remember when, and some of you won't remember this because you're too young to remember this. You never experienced it. But some of you, plenty of you, are old enough to remember this. Remember the days when the whole thing about job hunting was to make sure you were dressed your best, you had a current resume ready to go, and you were ready to go because you had to go to the place where you wanted to apply for the job. And you got through the front door most of the time, and someone would let you know where the applications were, or they would hand you an application, invite you to fill it out right then and there, leave it with them, or go home, fill it out, and bring it back. Bring it back. You could mail it if you wanted to, but it was recommended that you take it back and put it in someone's hand. Sometimes you did have to put it in some designated place, and they'd get it, a basket or whatever, and someone would come pick them all up at a certain time of the day. But it was highly recommended that we go to the place where we were interested in getting the job, complete the application, submit whatever other documents we had, resumes, cover letters, etc., and then call back within a week or two to get an update. And you would just go from place to place to place looking for a job. Now, of course, for some time, it's been pretty different. The potential job givers ask that you apply online, and you don't see them. They don't see you. Pull up your computer, make that internet connection, pull up that company's site, go to the page where the application is located, and fill out the application online. Very, very different from the way it used to be. Very different. Can you imagine taking it from where we are today, where, you know, at least now, right now, even after you have completed the application online, the online application, you still then have an interview set up. If they like what they see with regards to the application, resume, etc., someone schedules an interview. You may initially get a phone interview. And then, if you make it through the paces, you end up with a face-to-face interview. There may not be any phone interviews. It's all just face-to-face interview. If they like what they've seen in the application and resume, give you a call and invite you to come in for a face-to-face interview. Can you imagine all of that being done by a computer? All of it. A computer program evaluating the applicants. A computer program selecting the applicants. A lot of people are saying, I would not want that to be my experience. People who are hesitant to use these technologies frequently describe their concerns as stemming from a lack of trust in technological decision making and an appreciation for the unique capabilities and expertise of humans. For instance, roughly 7 in 10 Americans who would not want to ride in a driverless vehicle mention a lack of trust, a fear of losing control, and or general safety concerns when asked why they wouldn't want to use the technology. Survey respondents' comments about robot caregivers and hiring algorithms also frequently point to the importance of human contact and decision-making, and their worries that even the most advanced machines could never replicate the necessary human attributes. How many of you prefer, you really, really prefer to be looking at the person who is interviewing you? You want to be able to at least try to read their body language? You want them to at least try to read your body language so that you can sort of get to know each other on a preliminary basis in a almost superficial way, since you're not developing a relationship yet, but you're getting to know something about each other and you just like the idea, even if you're a little bit nervous during the interview, you like the idea of being able to make that eye-to-eye contact, shake that hand. You feel their hand, they feel your hand. Computers doing it all. A lot of Americans are saying they're not feeling that. Yeah. We're going to continue to look into this. I want you to be thinking about it. What do you think will work better for you? What do you think you prefer? How long will it be in our control? Is it in our control even now? When we come back, let's take a look some more at, well, a couple of items, including, well, what's happening with regards to cell phones and cell phone safety. Are you convinced that they're safe? Can you just let your guard down? Have you already let your guard down?